Some sobering, speaking of economics, some sobering economic reality at my place yesterday, I can tell you. My street had a truck vacuum in it, sucking all the crap out of the drains. So there was the obligatory 800 metres of cones and two stop-go people. Stop-go people have had a 28% wage rise on average this past year, and I know this because I told you this yesterday. It was from the Seek job ad numbers telling us the 28% has taken them to about $46,000 a year. Do you know journalists, various I assume from organisation to organisation, but journalists start in the low 40s. So flipping a stop sign is more valuable than journalism. Weird, eh? Then Katie shows me the four packets of 300 grams of mince she has bought. It cost her $40 for a bit over a kilo of mince. It's in 300 grams, she says, because putting mince in a kilo pack these days would freak people out. And she's right, the four small packets I looked at freaked me out. But the checkout operators have got a 28% wage rise too. They're on mid-40s as well, but without wanting to start a fight, I would argue there is more skill required to be a checkout operator than there is to be a lollipop flipper. Both earn about the same starting wage as a journalist, though. I'd also argue, without wanting to start a fight, that the machines where you do the checking out yourself in supermarkets need expanding upon, because part of the reason mince is so expensive is because the people who tell you how much it is and take your money have had a 28% wage rise. Now, as happy as you might want to be for the people earning more, the cold hard economic reality is this. We aren't making any more or doing any better. We're simply putting the price of stuff up. Everyone else, of course, involved with the government has had wage rises, a number of them. Minimum wages, benefits have all gone up several times over. Once again, for no good productivity reason, just because we did. And when the lollipop person is on mid-40s, people on mid-40s quite rightly want mid-50s, if not more. And so it goes. Nothing wrong with a high wage economy, but you have to actually do something for it. We're in this warped world now where work of minimal use and skill is better paid than what you might call a profession, where reward comes from closed borders and a determination to limit the labour supply. This is the recipe for economic ruin. It's why today's budget will be in deficit, why the debt will be higher, why the growth numbers will be anemic if not non-existent. A nurse at 53, a teacher at 52, a dental assistant 46, a lollipop person 46. You got to be kidding me.